This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've gotten a good look the past couple of years at how the rich really are different, specifically in how and where they manage and keep their money. First in the Panama Papers, then more recently in the Paradise Papers, the curtain was pulled back on the world of secret offshore accounts and who has them. Jake Bernstein was a senior reporter at the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists when they broke the Panama Papers story. It's an investigation he recounts in his latest book. It's called Secrecy World. Jake, thanks for coming on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
I know it's only been a couple of years, but would you remind us what the Panama Papers were?
Absolutely. The Panama Papers was a massive leak, more than 11.5 million documents coming from a Panamanian law firm called Mossack Fonseca. And the leak showed all kinds of extraordinary things. There were a number of political leaders, including the Prime Minister of Iceland. There were lots of very wealthy people, and really 40 years of information on how the offshore world works.
And you, as a senior reporter at ICIJ, had the time and the, I guess, resources to dig into these things. First of all, were you surprised at the scale of the, I don't want to say malfeasance, I don't want to say wrongdoing, but of the enterprises, I guess, that were engaged?
I was. I mean, everybody kind of knows that there's this secret world, this underground river of money, but no one really gets to see it. So we don't know how it functions or really, you know, how it works and who it involves. And so to really see that, to be able to see who's involved and how it touches everything, you know, from property in New York to political leaders in Pakistan was truly extraordinary.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You said nobody gets to see how it functions. It turns out it functions really, really well.
Exceptionally well. I mean, there's trillions of dollars that go through this thing every year. It's extraordinary.
What then is the takeaway from the Panama Papers, also more recently the Paradise Papers, a different law firm, different clientele, if you will, but sort of the same subterranean river of money? It's there. We all know it's there. And yet it continues.
I mean, the takeaway, I think, is the desperate need for more transparency. You know, we have to have a better sense of what's going on in these tax havens, secret bank accounts. There needs to be more information exchanges between different governments. What the Paradise Papers, the latest leak really showed, is that a lot of this behavior is completely legal. Nonetheless, it is very detrimental to society.
We have to say here, though, that President Obama, when the Panama Papers came out, I don't know that he promised, but he certainly said he would crack down on offshoring, and he didn't do any of that.
He didn't do much, that's for sure. The U.S. Treasury Department sat on a rule affecting anonymous bank accounts. They sat on that for several years, and what they came out with at the end of the day was this very watered-down rule. And the reason is that there's a huge number of vested interests that don't want the status quo changed. You know, these are lawyers, these are secretaries of state, these are people who are benefiting from the system.
And also, and this is going to get me some letters, emails, and mean tweets, there are arguably more pressing priorities governmentally.
I mean, pick your priority. This one touches everything. Hmm. They say that as much as $70 billion a year in tax revenue is shifted from corporate profits to tax havens in the United States every year. So that's a lot of money that could go for healthcare, could go for infrastructure. This, in some ways, does really touch everything.
Jake Bernstein, he covered the Panama Papers for the ICIJ. His book about the whole thing is called Secrecy World. Jake, thanks a lot.
Thank you.